Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about flood insurance. Is your home protected? Here's something that a lot of people need to consider also, Joy. When you buy car insurance, today you can go to a dealer, you can buy a car, and you can make a phone call or go online and you can get car insurance and drive the car off the lot. When you settle for your home, you can, of course, establish your homeowner's insurance, and it's immediately in effect. Is that the case with flood insurance? Is it immediate? If I buy it today and it rains tomorrow and my home floods, can I file a claim?
If you are buying a new home or an existing home and you're buying it then and your lender says, you must have flood insurance to go to closing, then that is generally immediately in place.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say I've been living in the home for a few weeks, and I say, it would be nice if I had flood insurance. That does not become effective until 30 days out.
Okay. Why is that?
Because basically what they don't want to have happen is you see Hurricane Harvey coming, and then you say, I need to get flood insurance. So basically, if they didn't have that waiting period, the thought is people would wait until there was an event and then make the purchase.
I see. Something certainly to think about. Let's go to Sherry. Sherry calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Sherry. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just have a comment. I had an incident with my sump pump back in August, the middle of August, where we had that bad rain and an electrical storm where the lightning took out my sump pump. And I'm not sure. I don't think it was flood insurance, but I think it was a policy that I had because I did have a sump pump. And so the insurance company did pay to have the water excavated and all that. But I'm still going through some things with them because they are saying that if it was a failure of the sump pump, then that sump pump replacement would be covered. But if it was because of the storm, that they would pay to cover the sump pump. But I don't think it's called – what I have is flood insurance. It's just something that I have in addition to – because I do have a sump pump. But they are right now asking me to return the sump pump to them so they can have it tested to see if the pump failed or if indeed the lightning struck the pump to cause my basement to back up in water.
Well, let me ask you a question because it may be something that's covered under the homeowner's insurance, or you may have, you heard one of the callers a few minutes ago talk about a warranty. Do you have a homeowner's warranty?
Well, I do have a homeowner's warranty, but I file a claim through my homeowner's
insurance. Okay.
Yeah.
So
and,
if you don't think that your homeowner's insurance company is handling this claim properly, and you said you live in Maryland, right?
Right.
Give us a call, 1-800-492-6116.
Okay.
And then what we can do is we can look into it to see whether what they're doing is appropriate. And let me just tell you that depending on the insurance contract, some of them say they pay for damages if it's caused by some other type of a lightning strike or an electrical problem, but they won't pay for damage if it's because the sump pump fails. Some of them pay for damage if the sump pump fails. So it's all going to depend on what your contract calls for. And it sounds to me like they're trying to figure out, but the reason they want you to give them the sump pump is they're trying to figure out what caused the damage. But why don't you give us a call tomorrow morning, and you'll talk to one of our people, and they'll sort of walk you through and give you some more information.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sherry, thank you so much. Good luck to you. Joy, how do you know if you have enough flood insurance?
Well, first of all, your flood insurance policy is going to be based on the amount that it's going to take to, quote-unquote, rebuild your home. So you should be looking at how much coverage you have under your homeowner's policy. But with your homeowner's policy, you can basically, let's say you have a $500,000 house, you can buy a homeowner's policy up to that amount. With flood insurance, they only sell policies up to $250,000. Now, let me stop there for a second.
Okay.
Because flood insurance is traditionally sold by the federal government. Now, different insurance companies may write those policies, but it's a federal policy. But there are some private insurance companies that will also write you either a basic flood policy or what we call an excess flood policy. And then their limits are higher than that $250,000. And people say, well, why only $250,000? The flood program is basically a statutory government-run program. And so they decided that they didn't want to have policies out there for multi-million dollar homes. So that's why they put the cap on.
Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, if your home is destroyed by flood and you have the appropriate insurance, does that mean that you would have to file two claims?
If your home is destroyed by flood.
And your house is worth, let's say, $500,000.
And if you have a basic policy with a flood insurance company.
Right.
And you bought an excess policy from Company A.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you would have to file two claims. It's sort of the same way when you hear people that have a primary health policy and a secondary health policy, they end up having to file two claims in order to get all their money back. It's the same basic principle.
Wow. Now, and before you go, because, and this may be an entirely different program that we may need to drill down on, you mentioned the home warranty, and there's the jury, you know, is still out on them. You know, some of them are good, some of them are bad. How do they work, and how might they be impacted by, you know, flooding, if at all?
Well, first, and let me say this up front, not all home warranties are insurance. In fact, most of them are not, and we don't regulate most of them. And so, but most of them are regulated by the state's attorney general offices. And what we tell people is it's a contract. And so you really need to understand what that contract covers and what it doesn't. Because sometimes those warranties only pay for repair. And sometimes they only pay if certain very specific things occur. I mean, they can be very limited, and as you said, some of them are very good, and some of them basically are a waste of money. So we really tell people when they come to us with home warranty problems and issues, first and foremost, we say we don't have jurisdiction over them, but also you really need to understand the fine print,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of those people will think they have X. And not only don't they have X, they may not have Y or Z.
And then they wonder why.
Right.
There you go. Joy Hachette with the State of Maryland Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education Advocacy. I really appreciate you coming in. I always learn something when you're on the show, and I certainly appreciate your time. And for those who are interested in reaching out to the State of Maryland's Consumer Education Advocacy, the insurance division, that is, you can give them a call at 1-800-492-6116. That's 1-800-492-6116. Also, you can find them online at insurance.maryland.gov. And if you don't live in the state of Maryland, as Joyce suggested, you want to Google your state's insurance division, and certainly there will be someone who can help you. Again, Joy, thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
Have a good evening.
You. That's the Daily Drum on SiriusXM, Channel 141 for this Wednesday, August 30th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.